50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And what's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. On the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years, we find Jeff Hathorn over on the South Side. Jeff, what's the story of the day with the Steelers?
Hola, Joe.
Hello.
It is a Thursday practice day. We're waiting for injury reports, so I can't go over some specifics. But listen, I would tell you this. It looks good for Sam Mahlo to play on Sunday. And that might be the best, most immediate news with this Steeler team is you've had the injuries with Daniels going down now. You need some more veteran leadership on that line. And it looks like Sam Mahlo, barring anything last minute or any kind of relapse or any issue, is going to be back in that starting lineup, actually, for the first time this year.
That's great news. Another question along those lines would be this, though. When are we going to see Roman Wilson?
It's interesting you ask that, because we almost went up to talk to him, and I was with Richie Walsh, and we're like, I don't know what we could ask him, but we haven't asked him the last 3 weeks. And what he would say back that would be different than what he said the last 3 weeks. He's been healthy. He's been going through full practices. They've just gone with a group that they have. I mean, Scotty Miller's kind of that next guy that they really like, that you wonder, okay, maybe there's someone you could replace in a lineup, but they really like him. And I think that's where that fit is. And they like to keep, they love to use tight ends. Maybe it is this week if Patterson can't play. That they, bring in an extra receiver. We'll see how this plays out. But the guy's going through full practices. He just can't crack that lineup right now.
Man, you'd think he could with what's happening behind George Pickens. I think Austin's made a couple plays. Scotty Miller had a brief cameo against the Chargers, but you would just think that there would be a spot for him.
And, Joe, I mean, the guys not named Pickens are averaging just over 3 catches a game.
Yeah.
In today's NFL. I mean, that's just not good enough. And why they don't give him a chance, we don't, at this point, we're just, other than staying with what's worked, and maybe that second half kind of fortifies, okay, this is the group we want to go out on the field with. But, yeah, you would think that you would want to give a guy who's made plays at a very high level and made plays in the biggest games in college, give him an opportunity in the NFL.
Were you in on Terrell Austin today, Jeff?
I was.
So I heard some talk about Minka and where the big plays have been. And my question would be, does Terrell Austin think it's more about how they're deploying him or something else that has led to this incredible drought of big plays from Minka?
Yeah, it's been since, January of 23, which would have been the 22 season. Since he's had a turnover, what he told us is it's going to come. That he's been in position, he's been where he needs to be. That it's going to come, it's going to happen. That just things haven't bounced or gone his way at this point. I mean, they've had some different people, Joe, in that secondary, but for this defense to take it to a level that they need it week in and week out, I mean, they need Minka to cause turnovers. And they need TJ to be in that backfield, causing havoc from that side.
Jeff, how about a prediction on the game?
I'm not fond. When you look at Dallas, it's too deep, especially with their number two receiver being hurt. I think Steelers win this one 24-13.
Justin Fields takes another big step forward.
Yes. I mean, what every week he's shown you something more. And that's something quickly that I ask Arthur Smith, like, what next step can he be? And he kind of talked around it. But, I mean, I would love to see them take a couple of shots downfield. I think he's shown that he's not careless with football. Give him an opportunity early in a game. You want to jumpstart an offense, get a chunk play early in the game.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Limits.
Thanks, Jeff. That's Jeff Hathorn, who does great work over at the Steelers and really with everything he does. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, sunchevy.com. High of 74 today with sunny skies. Can we reveal what's happening tomorrow? Limitless Wonder?
Yes, there's so many things going on tomorrow.
Not the least of which is Donald Football is coming in for a Donnie Football Friday. How about that?
Here he is. He's right here. Already got a smile on his face thinking about it.
What a man he is. Let's get a quote from him. Put him on the mic for a second.
A quote? A quote
Let's get
in preparation
for
tomorrow?
Donald Football.
Look at the smile he's got.
Donnie, it's me and you tomorrow, big boy. You ready? What? I can't hear him, Limits. Nobody can hear him.
Go ahead, Don. Try it. He couldn't hear you. Go ahead. He
couldn't hear me.
No. Limits tried to sabotage you already.
This guy.
Right?
We got a big one Sunday night, Joe. It's going to be fun tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to make predictions. We have a guest from Dallas. We have Ray Fittipaldo. It's going to be a Donnie Football Friday on the show. I'm pumped.
I'm looking forward to it. Donnie, let's roll.
What a man he is. Limits, I'll see you tomorrow. You've become quite the man yourself.
Joe, you've always been quite the man. I'll see you tomorrow.
We didn't get a chance to play for Malzy, the newest version of my take on Rick Springfield and relating it to Malzy. You playing the new version or the old version or both to finish?
Well, here's the old version. And here's the new version.
I've done everything for Malzy. He's done nothing for me.
Much improved.